Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show. And today I have with me Valeria Carano and Francesco Camperlingo of ExclusiveCruises.it. It's a wonderful tour option if you want to enjoy the beautiful Amalfi Coast by boat. So a very large welcome to Francesco and Valeria. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Anthony.
Of course. I jumped at the opportunity to have you on because, as we mentioned a little bit before in our pre-interview, the Amalfi Coast is one of the most, if not the most, beautiful place on Earth, and it's hard to argue that it isn't. And what a wonderful way to enjoy it, but by boat. I mean, how spectacular is that? What a great job you both have.
Thank you. We have a lot of fun.
I do love it. I've been to the Amalfi Coast quite a few times, and I think that to be able to see it by boat is just a truly wonderful way to experience it, because it really is, with all of kind of the villages hanging on by the cliffs, if you will, a wonderful way to get around, and you kind of on your own timetable, if you will, to enjoy the wonders of the coastline, which the views, the food, the wine. It's just amazing. So perhaps, Valeria, you could talk a little bit about how you got started, because you do have a wonderful story, and I think it'd be great to share that with everybody and let them understand that how you followed your dream and ended up in the Amalfi Coast.
Thank you. Okay. So it is a funny story because I grew up vacationing on the Amalfi Coast. I have family that live there. I have cousins. So I would vacation in the summer, and I just fell in love with it. It's hard not to. Anyone who's been to Italy knows it kind of just sucks you in with the food and the culture and the lifestyle. It's just beautiful and vivacious and passionate. So I would spend as much time as I could there. In the meantime, I was in college, so every summer I would be in Italy, come back to school. When I graduated, I went to New York, and I started working in television. It's a very fast-paced environment. It took up a lot of my time, but it was something that I wanted to do. It just seemed like the right step. The more I was working in New York and that, you know, crazy pace, the more I would find myself, you know, my thoughts wandering back to the Amalfi Coast. What's everyone doing there? I wonder what the weather's like. I would just daydream. And, you know, I was in my mid-20s kind of like figuring out, okay, well, what do I do now? What do I want to do with my life? I felt this pressure to work in corporate America. And one day I was walking down the streets and I was just looking up at the skyscrapers and the taxis and the traffic and the people. And I was like, you know what? If I don't try living life in Italy now, I might regret it for the rest of my life. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, hey, that's okay. I'll come back. But I need to try. So I subletted my apartment, I left my job, and I flew to Italy. I got a one-way ticket, and I, you know, went to my cousin's house. I'm very lucky. I have a great relationship with my cousin, and she was like, come live. So I went, and I stayed with her, and I started working on the Amalfi Coast, and it's just kind of grown step by step in the right direction, and I'm still there for the stuff, managing Exclusive Cruises, and it's just beautiful because the Amalfi Coast is a dream. I mean, exactly what you see in the pictures. The pictures actually don't even do it justice, and it's literally like a heaven.
It is.
And, you know, having the opportunity to work with boats is especially wonderful because the Amalfi Coast is enjoyed from the sea. That is the Amalfi Coast. The views that you see, the pictures of the towns, where are they taken from? They're usually taken from the sea, looking at the shoreline. So,
yeah, that's true. And you know, for the listeners, just so that you can enjoy the wonderful website, it's so well put together. The website is exclusivecruises.it. So make sure that when you're listening to this segment at work or driving to work or working out or whatever you're doing, if you have a chance, check out the website. It's great because the pictures are magnificent. And it really does set the stage for what you'll experience by enjoying a day or as much time as you like, actually, with Exclusive Cruises. I think it's great. And so how long have you been in business? And let's talk a little bit about, you know, Exclusive Cruises specifically in terms of the tours and how long you've been around and those kinds of things.
Okay. So Exclusive Cruises has been pretty much a family-run business for a few years now, but they were only working by word of mouth. They were getting clients basically through word of mouth, working with other companies, the hotels in the area, things like that. When I met Francesco, who is the owner of the company, we both decided that I would come on as communications director, coming from a degree in journalism and communications, being bilingual, it made sense.
Sure.
So now we are working towards getting exclusive cruises really onto the map, getting people familiar. Our goal is to have exclusive cruises be a household name with people who are traveling to the area, familiar with the area, in the travel industry. Because we were like, you know what, if we have so much success by word of mouth, people really need to know about this. It's like a secret that you kind of want to keep as a secret because it's something for yourself. Time, you're like, people need to know about this. It's so amazing.
That's great.
So I would probably say this past year was when we were really rigorously, which we still are, getting the name out there and getting people to recognize, you know, who we are and what we do and the opportunities that travelers have when coming, because there's so much to do on the coast. I mean, if you're coming to vacation, you can go to Capri and spend the day on a boat, circumnavigate the island of Capri. You can go to Ischia and go to the natural thermal springs and the volcanic muds. You can go down to the Cilento coast, which is the coast south of Amalfi. A lot of people come to the Amalfi coast, and it's very crowded in the summer, and they overlook the Cilento coast.
Yeah.
But one of the coolest things about Cilento is it's still very traditional, kind of undiscovered on the tourist map, which makes it so much more alluring. And you go there and you have, you know, not a lot of people speak English, which is cool because you get the authentic experience. The Cilento region is known for their mozzarella production. It's supposed to be the best in all of Italy. You know, their olive oil production, wine vineyards. So we'll do like a day trip down to Cilento, get off the boat, go see a mozzarella factory, go check out a vineyard, see the olive oil and wine production. And it's cool because it's more of an authentic experience. And there's just so much that area has to offer.
That's true. It really is an amazing area. I mean, the food is one of my favorites from the region of Campania, which is where the Amalfi Coast is. Obviously, I just absolutely love it. I mean, obviously, limoncello under the Tuscan sun definitely made it even more popular, if that's possible, with the visit to Positano from the movie, of course. But the mozzarella down there, in and of itself, is worth the trip. I have to say to the listeners that you have never had mozzarella in your life until you've had it from the region it is made, and it will. It's like having a little bite of heaven every time you have one. And it's everywhere. You can find it everywhere. It is truly amazing. And what a great way to go, you know, by sea. I think that just makes it so great because all of these towns are very boat-friendly. People have to understand that you can pull right in. There's docks and harbors and things you can do, and you're good to go.
Yep, and that's the Amalfi Coast. You have to do it from the sea if you want the full experience.
Yeah, I think that Sorrento, it's funny because a lot of people go to Sorrento and they never go to the what I call the fisherman's harbor, if you will. And that's kind of like the real part of Sorrento. I love that little part. There's some cool little restaurants, if you will, on the dock. And it's a very local, all the fishermen pull their boats in, and it's great. And I know that, you know, doing a little looking at your website and talking with you, that you will pick people up from the town that they're in by boat and take them around and do some tours with them and make this a very easy and wonderful day for them.
That's the thing. So easy. We'll pick them up from anywhere. I mean, just call me. Whoever calls me, I'll be the one that they speak to. And we can do the tour for them if they're like, no, you know what, we're in your hands, we don't know what to do, tell us what to do, or we can customize together. There are so many different options, even a water transfer we do. So say you fly into Naples,
mm-hmm.
You can arrange a car from the Naples airport to the port, which is very easy and close, and we'll pick you up at the port, and we'll fly right down to your villa in Positano or your hotel in Amalfi, and you bypass all of the traffic, the curvy roads over the mountains.
Right? And that's, you know, if you've never been to the Amalfi Coast, for the listeners, you should know that it does feel a bit treacherous because it is curvy and it's packed in the summer. I mean, it is just, it's like New York City traffic jam busy sometimes.
Yep, it absolutely is. So it just, it makes sense to do as much as you can on a boat. Privacy, comfort, beauty, efficiency, everything.
That's great. And there, you do have different boat options. So people should know when you go on the website, there's, if you click at the top, there's a little menu and there's some boats that pull down. And which one? I'm going to just pick the top one, or maybe the Rizzardi 40 as a boat option. When you click on it, you get some wonderful images, pictures of the boat, and it gives you some details about, you know, usually rented out daily for multiple days. It's ideal for exploring the islands and the coasts. And it's really nice, and it just makes it so easy to kind of get into the spirit of what you'll be doing with exclusive cruises. It's very, very nice. And it looks like it makes it so much more fun than, as you say, just kind of staying land-borne, if you will, in the Amalfi Coast.
Yes, it's so much more fun. And I can say from a local's point of view, if we have a day that we're not working or, you know, we have nothing to do, we're on the boat, and we do what we take clients to do. So if the locals are doing it, you know that it's the thing to do.
Exactly.
We have snorkel gear on every boat, so you can go snorkeling. We anchor off of the coast, swim, snorkel. You know, we have beverages on board, towels on board. We can stop at a seaside restaurant, or we can pack a picnic lunch and eat on board. It's customized based on what your interests are.
It does sound so appetizing, too, and especially being with locals. And so from a boat rental perspective, it could be, you know, for the day. It could be for a couple of days. I mean, maybe explain to the listeners some of their options to rent some of the boats from you.
So we can do a day charter, which usually lasts about 7 hours. And we'll pick you up from any town along the coast and boat to, you know, around Capri, as I said, or Ischia or Cilento. Or we can do a weekend rental or a three-day rental where you can sleep on board. And every day we can do something different. So we can dock off the coast of Capri one day. We can go to Ischia one day, and you just sleep on board. You can do, if you're in a hotel, but you know that you want to do different excursions, maybe for 3 days, different places, we can do that. It just depends. There are so many different options. And I go over each one based on the group of people, because a lot of people come who are families. They have little kids. Okay, what's the single area to do when we have little kids on board? So we do that. Or we have senior citizens where, like, we don't want to do anything crazy. We just kind of want to enjoy being on the boat, leisurely boating along the coastline, stopping for lunch at a restaurant, things like that. So it just depends on the group.
Sure.
We have a lot of honeymooners. We, you know, it just depends.
Yeah, give them some options for sure. And you probably get this question all the time, so I'm going to ask, how many requests do you get to go see the Blue Grotto?
Oh, my gosh. So many requests to see the Blue Grotto. And we, of course we do, but a lot of times we get there and people are like, at that point they've understand how much more there is to the Amalfi Coast than the Blue Grotto. So it gets kind of crazy. You have big tour boats, I feel like, that are always waiting outside. You have to wait in line. So sometimes we do. We wait in line if they want to. And then sometimes they're just like, we'll forego it. And I know there's another little grotto that's kind of like a secret on the Amalfi Coast that has the same effect as the Blue Grotto. So
don't give it away, because people will go there. Keep it a secret so they go through you.
So that's something sometimes we'll do instead, which is even better.
That's great. And when people are with you, do you help them or make recommendations for places to eat? And I'm sure you've got some wonderful local stops all throughout the Amalfi Coast. I can't even imagine. And I can't wait, by the way, when I get there in June, to enjoy a day with you both, taking full advantage of your expertise, the boat, and some of your hidden gems for restaurants and places to enjoy yourself with the cuisine from the region.
Anthony, we're going to have so much fun. We're really looking forward to you coming.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we do recommend restaurants, just ones that we eat at ourselves, because we know the food is good. We'll never recommend anything that we don't feel comfortable representing exclusive cruises. So the food's always good, and especially on the Amalfi Coast. Like, I love the fact that the majority of the restaurants are family owned. You have the mother, the father, the kids, the grandparents, they're all working in the restaurant. It's on the water. You have fresh seafood coming in daily. The tomatoes are from Sorrento. The olives are from the coast. You have the mozzarella, the seafood. So everything's organic. Everything's amazing. It tastes so good. You have the whole family there. You have, you know, usually the wine that's on the table, if you get a house wine, the family is, are the ones that made the wine. And that's what I feel like is the best part of the Amalfi Coast, because you get the true experience. You taste the flavors. You see the culture. It's like you're a tourist, you're visiting, but at the same time, once you're visiting, you're welcomed in like family.
Yeah, it's a wonderful region, and I love it. My a couple things that always strike me. I mean, I love, obviously, around Naples and in the region surrounding it, the pizza is just amazing. And the espresso in that region is my favorite in all of Italy. And I don't know if it's the water or what it is exactly, but it's just truly spectacular. And those are a couple things with the mozzarella, of course. The lemons, you'll find that they're just absolutely everywhere. And you haven't actually had limoncello until you've had it from the Amalfi Coast. It's just great. And I know that the lemons there are kind of DOP for Italy, which makes them protected. It's just the whole thing, the combination of everything there is spectacular.
Yeah, yeah, the lemons, I can't believe I haven't mentioned that yet. They're the world famous Amalfi lemons, huge, the size of grapefruits. They're sweeter, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. People, you can bite into them almost like an orange. They're not like real tart and sour like they're here in the States, at least the Amalfi lemon, you know, the first time you do it, you're like, oh, this is amazing. And one time I was in Sorrento, and I was kind of traveling for the show, and I stopped, and all I got were pan, like, I mean, maybe it described this the wrong way, but they were like mussels and clams, prepared like pan-seared with just olive oil, salt, and Amalfi lemon juice. It was spectacular. I sopped it up with the bread. I couldn't stop eating it. It was one of the best things I've ever had in Italy. And that's the kind of food, very simple and just spectacular.
Yeah, yeah, simple and fresh and probably the most flavorful, delicious plate you'll ever have.
That's true. One of the tours I bet is really popular for you is the Sunset Tour, because it probably just embodies everything that people are looking for in the area with, you know, sipping the Prosecco, you know, casually cruising down the coastline. Is that one of your more popular tours?
It definitely is. It's the most beautiful and most relaxing, because at that time of the day, there are not a ton of boats out. There are not a ton of people out, and you're just kind of private. And the sunset sets behind the island of Capri. So normally what we'll do is, right as the sun is setting, we'll dock around Ligali Islands, which is a group of islands off the coast of Positano. And we'll watch the sunset behind Capri. And that's usually the time that if we spot dolphins, it's usually around that time. And if we're lucky, we get to see them. And it's so magical and beautiful. It's almost like at that moment, nothing else in the world matters and nothing else exists but where we are. Jump in. And we have clients that like to jump in too at that time because the water's warm.
I'm definitely doing that, just so you know. I'm jumping in. I'm going to enjoy it. And I want to do it by the Galli Islands. I'm going to reproduce the whole Odysseus thing and pretend I'm getting called by the sirens and I have to be tied to the mast and all that stuff. people, if you don't know what I'm talking about, obviously in the Odyssey, as Odysseus travels by, he's got to be tied to the mast to avoid the siren's call, which would misguide him yet again. So it's great, and this is all from this area. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the Amalfi Coast, and I think the website does such a great job, so once again, kudos for that. And what's the best way for people to reach you, and maybe give them their email address? And of course, your website is exclusivecruises.it, but is there an email for you specifically they might use?
Yeah, people can reach me directly at exclusivecruisesitaly@gmail.com. I have a form on my website on the Contact Us page that they can fill out with what they're interested in, and it goes right to my email, but I have the email listed there as well, exclusivecruisesitaly@gmail.com. And my phone number is also listed on the site. I have the Facebook, Twitter, everything. So there are thousands of ways to get in touch with me.
It's all on there, which is it makes it very easy. The contact page does have everything you need. And I think that when I get there in June, I'm looking forward to this. And we're going to be doing a live segment when I'm there, of course, as we're kind of tooling down the coast and explaining kind of as we go. So we'll be spending the entire day. But more importantly, the segments, as we do it, I'll record it so people can experience what we're doing. And Valeria and I will be talking as we go. So I'm so looking forward to our follow-up segment to give people a real sense of how wonderful this is. And maybe even we'll do some video stuff, because I have some videos that we could share and give people a real sense of how amazing everything is. Because you do have some virtual tours on your site, too. So if you want to get a sense of the Amalfi Coast and what you'll experience, definitely check out the website and look at the tour options and the virtual tour and the photo galleries, because it is breathtaking. I spent quite a bit of time today getting ready for our talk, looking at it and just kind of nibbling my fingers, wondering why I'm in the ice-cold Chicago area and not the Amalfi Coast today.
Well, I'm glad, because we took all of the photos ourselves, so we really wanted to portray as much as you can through pictures what the experience is like. So
that's perfect. And, thank you so very, very much for being a part of the show. I have enjoyed every moment of our conversation, and I look so forward to being there with you in June. So, listeners, be ready for segment 2 and probably segments 3 and 4 after how great it's going to be when I'm there live. Both to Francesco and Valeria, thank you so very much for being a part of the show. I have enjoyed this. And please, everyone listening, visit the website and book your tours, because I would imagine you get pretty busy here soon with everyone preparing for their summer visit.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
I loved every second of it. Thank you.
Okay, Anthony.